Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Rob Ray joins Chopin Bulldog game days at 4. Howard and Jeremy welcome Marty Biron Thursday mornings at 7:30 on WGR Sports Radio 550.
And there they all are right there. What's in there? Sal Capaccio's in there. Jeremy White, Chopin the Bulldog. There's Alan Davis, John and Brian Cozio, Pat Malacaro. Whole crew is in there.
Really?
And you know what? Paul is the only one upstairs working. The rest of the guys are on vacation. Working
9 to 5. On vacation. It's called a night at the game. We're on vacation. Love Rob. Miss you, Rob. Love this song, by the way, also. Paul, this is a great song. You're a country guy.
I like this song.
A pop hit. This song was a pop hit.
Oh, big crossover. Dolly, man. Yeah.
Dabney Coleman.
That's the thing. They always give Shania Twain credit for the crossover and everything. It's like, did anybody never hear of Dolly Parton?
Dolly freaking Parton. Thank you, Paul. Finally, someone with the guts to say it. Dabney Coleman. What is Dabney Coleman's obit movie or role? Like, what is the first thing you think of? Man, that guy had a career. Still does. I think he still does. I think he's still going in his career.
I haven't seen him in a while, but that doesn't mean anything. I haven't seen Seinfeld either. So
he had. I don't know what it is, but I know. Like maybe 6 months ago or so, I looked him up, and he was in something.
What was the show he did about Buffalo?
Buffalo Bill.
Thank you. Buffalo Bill, yeah, right.
But I got to go elsewhere, I think.
That show was ahead of its time.
Tootsie. Okay, that stopped the show cold.
I can't help you.
Paul, I have been haunted by something I said to you recently, and it's time for me to say it.
Uh-oh. Was something about one of my fantasy football teams or what?
Kind of. You, one time last week maybe, asked us what we thought of a trade offer where you had Gronkowski and Waller and somebody, like, what you should do, who was involved? Chark maybe, or who else was involved?
Yeah, he wanted Waller, and he gave me Kittle and Hollywood Brown.
For Waller.
For Waller, and I took it.
And I sort of hedged on your question. Like, I didn't really give you a take at all.
I was hedging on my question.
Yeah, I know. But as soon as we were done, I'm like, why didn't you say the move is to trade Gronkowski? Like, because that is, when I thought about it more, that's what I should have said. Like, the move is to trade Gronkowski. He had 2 touchdowns each of the first 2 games. Come on. So
I doubt the kid would have done it.
Okay, maybe. Like, I don't know the people or anything, but
yeah.
That would have been that was the advice I wanted to have given you. And I didn't think of it in the moment. And then Gronkowski went and got hurt. And so, you know.
They both did. Well, the window wasn't hurt at the time, but.
Yeah, the window's closed, I guess, on
but
that.
But as it's turned out, I mean, Hollywood Brown got me. Actually, I was playing the kid this week, and Hollywood got me 33 points. I was behind going into that game. And he got, and I had to use a tight end off waivers. I think I used Cook of the Chargers, who might have got me 3, because both of those tight ends were hurt. So the trade, basically, he was using Waller against me, who didn't do well, 8 points maybe. And I had Hollywood Brown against him, and he pulls 33 out of the hat on Monday Night Football to give me the win. It was crazy.
Huge for him.
I'm so happy for you. So does this mean that you claimed Hunter Henry this week?
No, I'm still sitting here with Cook.
Okay, because somebody else did, because I tried, because I've got Pitts.
It was another week. It's not.
And I've got Logan Thomas, and I was stuck. So I've got who's the other Washington tight end?
Ricky Seals Jones.
There it is. I knew it was a 3-name guy. Yeah, he's welcome to Tunsil's gas mask.
Do it. 99% of snaps.
In our league, I have Andrews, who got me 41.
Huge.
Oh, all right.
All right. Any questions for me? No?
All
okay.
Right. That's enough of this.
That's enough of this.
I start slamming my head in a window.
So I do have Darlene in fantasy in Joe's Sneaky Joe's League.
Believe it or not, I am not in a fantasy hockey league.
Well, I believe it.
I was in one that was kind of for charity one year, run by the an establishment near us. And that was fun. But nobody's really gotten me into a fantasy hockey league. I do a goals thing that I've done forever. You get six guys and it's goal scoring only. But it's kind of weird that I'm in three fantasy football leagues and no fantasy hockey leagues.
Well, you're still young, so I feel like you'll sort that out. The Sabres open tomorrow night, and it's Montreal who plays tonight in Toronto, by the way. Yeah, I mentioned Darlene. Like, it's nothing to say it's a big year for him, but Sabres going to want to see a lot here, right? Not just his play, but maybe more with the void that's been established here with the trades they've made or the Eichel trade that's yet to be made.
Yeah, and he knows it. He knows this is a big year for him. And, you know, I was able to chat with him today for our pregame show and covered a lot of ground. I even got into, are you to a point now where, you want to start killing penalties? I mean, you're going to have to take over some of these minutes, mm-hmm. a lot of these minutes that that used to be Ristolainens and McCabe's and that type of thing. And it was interesting how he answered it. He goes, I'd love to, but I got to earn that. He goes, they're not just going to hand it to me. He goes, they got to be able to trust me in all situations and things. And I have to be able to earn that. And just to hear the way he talked about, his teammates. And that's the thing about Granato. And I was talking about this morning, too. These guys mean it. They're not just doing media speak or whatever. They believe this season is not going to be as bad as we all think it is. And they believe that with all their hearts, that they are going to surprise people and be better than people think they are. They like each other. They hang out with each other. They feel there's, more leadership in the locker room. They just the things that they're saying, that's Granato. Granato has gotten them to believe that with their everything they have. Now, here it is. It starts mm-hmm. tomorrow. Let's find out.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely respect and appreciate where they're coming from. I mean, the season is starting. You don't publicly or even privately, if you're at this level of pro sports, you don't go into the year going, man, we're screwed. I mean, I just don't think you do. I think that's for us to do. We sit out here right. and go, man, they're screwed. But, man, I think they're in awfully tough, Paul. I mean, you look at that lineup, and I just don't know. I mean, Tage Thompson's a center now? Okay. sounds
it's
good.
Start, are you getting a big save? Let's start there. Because if you're not, you're going to have the best odds in the lottery again next year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that. You're starting with Anderson and Tokarski, and they earned it. They should be the goaltenders. They earned it. They played well in preseason. If they play as well in the regular season as they did in the preseason, I think the Sabres will be okay in goal. But that's a tall task, and let's find out. I mean, but if you're not going to get the big save at the big time, this team can't recover.
Tell me now when the big time is. They're probably looking at, again, I know they're believing in themselves, and maybe the world will be surprised because the Sabres will actually not be terrible.
It's 2-1. There's 4 minutes left in the game, and you got a 2-on-1 coming down against you. Can you come up with the big save for your team? It's the save that's maybe not an easy save, in some cases, it's the easy save.
Yeah.
I mean, the goal goes in, and you're going, I can't believe that just went in. You're up a goal. And that just went in. You got to stop that. You got to keep your team in the hockey game. But I'm talking about the save that maybe is, that the good goaltenders make at the big time of the game, where the game's on the line and your team needs you to make a save for you. You make a big save. The bench gets pumped up when they see it. And, now you're ready to go. Now, all right. Hey, guys, we got out of that one. Now let's do it type of a thing.
Let's get it to the garage, right? Right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
We sort of blew past Thompson at center, but Paul, I don't think we've really talked about this yet. how did that come to pass? And I don't know. Do you have a review for what it looked like in the final preseason game?
I haven't minded it so far from what I've seen in practice and in the games. But the problem I have with it is Don Granato came up with this in the summertime and called him, you know, be ready. You know, we're probably going to try it center at training camp. Okay, that's fine. I don't mind you trying. That's one thing I like about Granato. He's not he likes to try things in certain situations, but wasn't that a little late? You know, in camp to do that. You're going with a guy who hasn't played center since he was a kid, a little bit at UConn, but not much. And now it's like, okay, it's late in the preseason. Gergensen's isn't working out. We haven't liked what we've seen. Let's give it a try. And that would be my only criticism of this. It is, I don't mind them trying it. And so far it hasn't looked awful, but, and I actually understand why he's doing it. But why did you wait so long to do it? Training camp, you know, started long before they put Tate Thompson at center.
It makes me wonder if you know, you mentioned Gergensen's there. I wonder about Cousins, Paul, and, like, what should be expected of him and whether they're worried about doing to Cousins maybe what they did to Mittelstadt after O'Reilly left, which was, well, you just got to play now because, well, we don't have another guy, and I guess, okay, here we go. And, you know, I think Cousins, I think there's a lot to like about Cousins, but I don't know how, like, top-line ready he is to play in the NHL and actually produce, like, a top-line player. Even still, I mean, I know he had his moments last year, and there's a lot to like in the package that's there. But, man, I think you want to maybe try to shield him a little bit, and maybe that's what this is.
Possibly, yes. Short-term Cousins, I would be, if I were a Sabres fan, I'd be a little bit concerned. Long-term, I would not be. I think he'll be fine. But, you know, you look at, quite honestly, I think we were really stretching when we were saying, well, Cousins looked better. What does that mean? Look better from what? Maybe it was, you know, that was just them trying to, you know, boost the kid's confidence or whatever. Because quite honestly, there was very little in the preseason I liked about his play. I just thought he hardly noticed him. He just didn't seem to have any of the spark that he had last year. And I think he was getting angry. It's not that he doesn't have the spark to play the game. I think he was getting angry at himself, and I think it was affecting his game. That I need to be better than this. I need to be producing. I should be better than this. And then he gets all over himself, and that's what they got to break it from this kid. And they're trying hard to do it. I know the coaches are trying. I know Oposo and the leaders of this team are trying. You know that, hey, relax. Just go play. That's what he has to do. Just go play and relax a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't surprise me if he somewhere in his head thinks, like, you know, I was a high pick, Jack isn't here, and it's on me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot to throw on that kid's plate, man. Like, you know, I would agree with you. Like, I think he might have to struggle through that if that's, you know, something that's bothering him. And like long range, I think he's a nice player. But he's not that, you know, he's not a top center. You know, I don't think.
Mm-mm. No, he's not. He's not a top six. He has not played like a top six guy this preseason at all.
Right.
And you know, that has bugged him. And of course, you know, there were a couple of writers from Montreal there, even though the Canadians have a game before the Sabre game. They still were here kind of looking. And, of course, they ask him every guy about Eichel, which I knew they would. I mean, I'm not criticizing them. Of course they're going to ask about Eichel. They're here new. They're not, haven't been in Buffalo yet. And Cousins, you know, basically shut it down, say he's not here. You know, we wish him the best and hope he can get on the ice and do whatever, but he's not here. We're not worried about him right now. We're worried about us and type of thing. I actually thought the answer was a fairly mature answer for the kid, but, you know, also it's like, all right, he's not here. So who's going to have to do it? Me and Casey. We're going to have to do it because he's not here. Reinhardt's not here. It's our team now. You know, this is our team and we have to do it. And, right, you know, just for the moment, as I said, I'm really not worried about it. But for short term, yeah, he's got to get out of it. When he gets out of it, I can't tell you.
Paul, before you go, you have a prediction on the crowd?
John Vogel was saying this, and I tend to agree with him without having the numbers. You know, they announced the crowd of, it was a little above 6,000. There weren't 6,000 in the building, but that's tickets distributed. Well, you can correct me if I'm wrong, being a season ticket holder, but I believe season ticket holders have to buy the preseason games.
Always.
So if you only have a tickets distributed of 6,000, that means you've lost about 10,000 season tickets.
That would probably be your season ticket number or a little below it.
Right. That's what I'm thinking without having that information. So with that in mind, and of course, they're going to open the border for Canadians, but that's not until November. I think I gave you the number.
Six.
Or less.
Yeah, it would not be less in terms of what they announce.
Right.
But
I mean in the building.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about, like, for me, when I had season tickets, I always wanted the opener. And I felt like one thing that's fun about it, it's prideful about being a season ticket holder, is a streak. You go to opening night. Like, that's you're back, and that's a very happy night. The game isn't that important. You're just sort of celebrating being back together and being back there. But last year, it was impossible to go to their first game. And so anybody's streak like that would have ended. Now, you could still go and for whatever reason, and also for this reason, I guess, and say, well, last year didn't count because we didn't have a chance to go. But there isn't really that. That's a little different because last year there were no fans allowed in.
Are you going to do opening night?
I'm out.
Well, I knew you were out, but I thought you might go anyway just to be at opening night.
No plans to, no.
Because
no.
You could probably get a ticket for $6 or less.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know, online.
Yep. No, Thursday night is fully a football night for me at this stage of my life.
Well.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. We got to run.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
Same time tomorrow if you're available.
I should be around somewhere.
Okay.
Well, that'll be pregame.
Yes.
Same time tomorrow. Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Why did I correct you? I apologize.
I am never coming back here after today. Okay. That's it. That's going to be the thing that ends it for us.
That's what did it.
I'm out.
Thanks again, Paul. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Probably at this time. Paul's appearance here on WGR is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Let's take a call real quick. We have Dave with us. Hi, Dave. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, Bulldog, you're prescient. Saleh already compared Wilson to Allen after five games. And
I saw somebody tweeted that at me. I did see that after I said that. I did not know that when I said it, but yeah, I guess that did happen.
Yep.
So the coach of the Jets is already on that train. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for
funny.
Letting us know that. Yeah,
that's funny.
I saw that and retweeted it as soon as I saw that. So thanks to the account that sent that.
This is what the move is going to be for any coach whose rookie quarterback is struggling. Josh Allen wasn't good right away. He is now the player in the sport for this. The odds are not great. They were not great here either, even though it worked. I mean, they were not great for what historically has happened at that position. And their odds are not great for the Jets necessarily either. I haven't watched a lot of Wilson, but I thought in London it was pretty rough against the Falcons. Pretty rough. All right, let's take a timeout. We had Sal on with a lot of stuff from the Kansas City game and some other tidbits as we talk to him. We'll have that for you next. The Sabres Montreal Canadiens opener tomorrow night, pregame at 6, and then face off after 7. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for being with us. This is WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.